parasha Shoftim deals in general with Shoftim and so on. There's also a parasha of Navi and being derish ala oiva yedoni vela mesim. And the parasha is unique. It's not the main parasha of Nevuah, but it's rather a specific inyan about not being derish ala mesim. So the pasuk says, all those in Yonim be'ikah that are there to try and get a handle on what the asid will be, and we're enjoined tom tiyam Hashem lekecha. So the pasuk tells them Hashem lekecha. So Rashi says his halachim abitmimus v'tetzapel loytachka hasidus. So the Pashto Pshat in Rashi is that there is not a one is not supposed to care about what's going to happen. A person is supposed to either trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept whatever will happen, it doesn't make a difference. And the Melo, a person should not be at all engaged in any type of Hakira, and that's a Pashto Pshat. The problem is, the Hemshech of the Pesukim is, Novi Bekir Becha Me'achecha Kamoni Yokha Hashem Akecha Elo Tishmon, you're going to get a Novi. And that says, Novi Akal Mekir Vachem, and so on. So, Monefshach, if you're not supposed to care about it, so why is it important to have a Novi? It's not as if whatever's going to be is going to be. And the and yet the pasuk on the one hand it says Tom Tia, accept whatever happens. So what I need a Navi for? And the maskana is that there's going to be a Navi and so on and so forth. That is one very important point over here. The hemshech of it is also strange. The hemshech is he says the parasha goes like this. There are all sorts of people that predict the futures. Don't get swayed by them. Don't go with them. Don't listen to them. You should be Tom Shakecha. However, I'm going to send you. A Navi. So it kind of as if the Navi is a reshus. That if a person wants to dafka know what's going to happen, Akash Baruch Hu's got a Navi for him. The Hemshech is not like that. The Hemshech is v'hoyesh ashaloyish mal dvarai. First of all, the chiyuv to listen to a Navi. That there's an issa not to listen to Divrei HaNavi. And then second thing is, it says over here, is a Navi that is going to say something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him. Even though he told it to someone else, it's also not good. This is not the full parasha of Nevi'im over here. But these are the two pratim mentioned this parasha. So L'chura we're kind of shifting. We start out with saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a Navi to replace the magicians, etc. That if we really want to know what's going to happen, we can ask a Navi. And then he says a Navi has different halachas. The two halachas that I mentioned are to listen to what he says, and also not a Navi, even if he has a different Navi, a completely true Navu, and the person gets up and he says, Koyamar Hashem Nisnev. The man is speaking Emes from A to Z. It's a terrible punishment that he makes a Navi Ahu because he spoke over things from somebody else. So we have to understand why of all the purity Navu, these are the two pratim that are in context shaykh over here. There's the parasha also comes in a context of Klal Yisrael versus Umas Olam. I mean, you know, Machsheva is Asura. I could understand at least the beginning of the parasha. A lot of times you find a parasha starts, you go into Eretz Yisrael, there are all sorts of bad amim, they do to'evos, arayas, whatever it is. I can understand the takeoff. But you see that the Hemshech is also Navi Mikircha Machecha Kamoini Yokom Hashem Elekecha. You're going to get a different parasha. You're going to get a Navi, and Klal Yisrael has a different chelek. It's as if Kagoyim Eilas Yerushas Moinu Kaisvon Lecha Navi. It's not just a start off that Keilu the reason for the parasha is there's going to be a big nisayon of all these moina and kaismin that you're going to. It's rather the chilukim and amim is the moina and kaismin, but rather and versus navi. That seems to be a chiluk be'etzim between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam, and it's not just a michshol that because we're there we're going to be nichshol like Arayas, for instance, or the Zoras that are rampant. But it's something in the mechus of Umas Olam versus Klal Yisrael that you have this inyan over here. And we'd like to try to understand the context of Klal Yisrael versus Umas Olam in this point over here. One more thing in the parasha itself. It says, Navi Mikirucha Machecha Komenucha Hashem Akecha. Akash will give you a Navi. But it says, Kechoyla Shashaltam Im Hashem Akecha Bechoyer Bi Makol Leimor La Isa Shmoes Kol Hashem. The Pasuk says, that Klal Yisrael asked for a Navi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed for it, and so on. Again, we're going back to the history of a Navi now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, you're not allowed to go to Mechashvim, Moinim, and Kaismin. Good. If you do want something, we'll give you a Navi. Okay. Now, how did Nevuah come about? This was what you asked for in Chayiv and so on. It's also Shalimina Inyan, this Inyan over here. I mean, Nevuah Lechura would have existed without it. Over there was specifically that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they caught him over Aseres HaDibris. But the Etzem Metzias of Nevuah is going to be, that Nevuah is a Hemshech of Har Sinai, is Ki'ilu, this Metzias over here. It's going to be a hemshich of Gilur HaSinai, and that's why Nevuah is okay. What's the point of it? How does the fact that Nevuah started at HaSinai when Kleisel didn't want to be Kabbal more explain Nevuah versus Mo'inu Mechashvin? One more Nekud over here is a Chazal, a Medesh Tanchuma. It says, Ki'agoy me'ilah shatob bo'shom, zesham ha'kosov, v'nesan ha'shem l'roish l'lezonov, so it brings a pasuk from later on that from the Teicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you a Roish and not a Zonov. You're going to be Lamala, not Lamata. So Chazal say, what is that Nogeatu? So one thing it says that they will be Chalevcham Shoeftim Kachashim, Tiyakulcham Roshim Latoira. You're all going to be a Roish Latoira. Kishem Shata Oimeh. V'Navi Meir Sheker Hu Azonav. That and a Navi Sheker is a Zonav. So a Roish is the Navi Toiv, the Bali Torah, and the Zonav is Navi Sheker. So other than the fact that it's just a kind of a rude description of a Navi, is there any reason why we're describing, other than that he's good and he's bad, so we're insulting him by calling the Navi Sheker Zanav. But is there in the Roshan Zanav, is there something more specific about it, that there's Nevi'im Toivim and Sheftim and so on are called Roish, and they're called Zanav, or it's just an insult, you know, the Cheshav part is the lower part. Then the Medrash says, Vayisarak Lamala, Me'at tia rak boilam haze loikol ayomim dova acha vayisurak lemalo shata mevakesh lishol dova. When you want to ask for something, when you want to ask them, shaloite shoyel malamalon veloite shoyel malamaton, and as it gives to someone else, you should ask lemalo, not lemato. In other words, you can ask lemalo, which I guess is derech nevuah, versus Lamato, which is Derech of Natnevuah. So I'd like to try to understand what exactly is the Roshan Zonav, the Malo and Mata, and so on. So let's go back to a Rashi over here. Rashi says, Tom Ti Hashem Lekecha, Tis Halechim Betimimus, go with him Betimimus, Betitzapeloi, wait for it, Veloi Tachkor Achasidus, and you should not be Choker Achasidus. So Rashi kind of places one against the other. His halichim ay betimimus v'titzapelo. There is the act is of halichim betimimus is v'titzapeloi, loitachar achasidus. Ela kol masher v'locha kabel bitmimus. Vos tia amoyo imoyo lechalkoi. It's a sefri. Let's be misbeinin a little bit in this nekuda here. The word sefer has two meanings in it. One is to see the future, to see from afar. Literally, the word sofer, I guess in its most basic meaning, in its primal meaning, is like a lookout. Sofer nesaticha. So a person looks out into a distance and sees the future. It's because it's distant. And the word also means to hope or anticipate. All of the shyness of Tzipili Yeshua means to await it, anticipate it, hope for it, and so on. So it's interesting. So the word has itself an element of both just the act of seeing the future, and it also has the act of hoping and anticipating. So I'd like to be misbein a little bit and understand the framework of Zmanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yudkei Vavkei, Hoya Hoyve V'yeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be. It certainly is not a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even descriptions of any positive description is our need to express something. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above the chilukim of Hoya Hoyve V'yeh. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time, and the concept of time doesn't apply. That which was always and will always be is mufka from time. So there is a certain, for us, there's a certain gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on its most primal level of Hoya Hoyve V'yeh. It doesn't just mean always. It's like when a person wants to get very poetic and he wants to say, this is the way I want it to be, so he gets very, very worked up, and he says, this is the way it's always been, this is the way it is, this is the way it's going to be, and not going to change. That's very nice. It's a very nice rhetorical flourish. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the name of Havaya, is being Megala Hoya Hoyve V'yeh. So we have to understand that each and every one of those three inyanim has a certain quality to it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself through it. And they are. Hoya is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Sheirish Rebriya. The question of Me'ayin Basa, the question of from where, is answered with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Siba Sibas, the Sheirish HaShoshim, that the world is not Kodum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reason for everything. That is, that's the tfis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avar. The tfis of Hoive is Hashgacha, in the sense that despite the fact that we have Bechira, and that we have the ability to, within the Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, to act as we wish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. It's only, like so last week, it's only Birishusoi, and it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows us every minute with the ability to choose. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in the Hoive. The Asid is trickier a little bit. The Asid means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a tachlis. And the tachlis that's there is going to be, that's the Bria. The Bria is a world of Nivroim that are makir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it will be Lasid Lavi. That is, in the final stage of the Tikkun of the world, that's the Metzias of the Bria. That's the inner Metzias of the Bria, Mitzad, the Asidus of the Bria. So the Asidus of the Bria means the destiny of the Bria. That is what the word of Asid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria a tachlis, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a tachlis into the Bria, then he is going to, that is where the Bria is headed to, and that's where the Bria will realize itself. We were given Rishus meaning ability to reach that destination in many ways, in Kulei Zakai and Kulei Chayev. Two very different roads, but where the destination is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga of Yiyah. That's its Metzius. When a person is juggling in his mind the yachas between Hoive and Asid. So about our Ova, we can't do much. We can lie about it. That's about it. There's nothing much. The Ova is not really, I mean, a person can be attacked in Ova. But there's a when it comes to Asidus, a person has in himself two mahalchim. Let's give a mashal. Let's say a person knows that. Let's take an example. His parents want him to become a Ben Torah, to learn in yeshiva, and so on and so forth. So that will happen at some point. So he can go with it in two directions. He can say, if this is where I'm going to end up, and this is what I'm going to be, I need to prepare myself for that. I need to start working so that I'm able to accomplish it in its best way possible. Or the person says, listen, I'm not a Ben Torah now, I'm not whatever it is, and I definitely enjoy my life as it is. I don't want to change it. How can I avoid fulfilling that plan? I can, since I've overheard my parents speaking about it, I now have the information to be able to kind of sabotage it, get around it, and so on and so forth. So a person, when he sits down and he thinks about Asid versus Hoive, there are two oifanim. A person can look at the Asid through Hoivedika eyes. This is my Metzias as it is. And I need to deal with the Asid. A person has a business. The business sells something. And if the person is a Chachmah or a Noilat, he says, you know what? I think in 5 years from now, this product is not going to be needed. People are not going to want it. It's whatever it is. How do I protect my money? How do I deal with it? I diversify, I change it, v'chulu, v'chulu. The person is not looking to subjugate his hoiva to the asid. It's the other way around. He takes the asid and he makes it hoiva. Even if a person plans and he saves money so that someday he can afford to buy X or Y or Z, it's the pshat hoivadik. In other words, this is what I want. I know I need 5 years to save up money to get it, so I start saving up now. But what I'm doing is I'm kind of mortgaging the future to the present. I'm being meshayachid. Since we are, so in Milad Alma, it's a very valid approach. A person wants to know where to invest his money today, so he looks at where the stock market will be tomorrow. That is taking the asid and subordinating it as much as he can to the hoiva. That's mehalche oilam, and it's valid. In the big picture, the lamashal. Let's take the door, Dora Flogger, for instance. Dora Flogger looked around and said, the world is ours. And somebody said, you're right that the earth is ours, but there's someone up there that has a final say. So they said, so the Eitze is to try to get up and subjugate it. However it was, whatever the Indian was, however it took. But the point of it was, by seeing the ultimate Arbiter, the ultimate decider, the ultimate koveya of what's going to be, they desired to subjugate that to their metzias. That's called, we deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the asid. So a person can affirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the avar. A person can affirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the hover. In the sense that he knows he has Bechira, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yediyah, however that works. But a person can say, I will move the future I will use whatever I have at my means to take that and under the wings of the Hoiva. The lashon for that is lachkor achar asidus. By using my analytical powers to dissect the asid, even if it's me'oinim and koismen and so on, that is, I take it from the now and I subjugate it to me. That is the mahal. So Umas Ha'olam, when they went to ask the local me'oinim and koismen about the future, about the lachkor achasidus, they were saying, let me ask you, ask the Mesim if there is, ask the Mesim if I am going to win the war. Because if I'm not going to win the war, then I have to try to trick them some other way. If I can't defeat them in battle, I'm going to have to make peace with them, I'm going to have to trick them. Whatever it is, the mahalach of looking into Asidus is, just like the Hoiva is in my Rishus, and it's biyadi to do it good or bad or whatever it is, the same thing I'm going to do with the Asidus. It's all Chakira. It's the Pshat is, I am, Chakira is where a person's Seichel is Mishtalit. It subordinates and subjugates the material he's taking into account. Tsefi, which is what Klal Yisrael is, Tetzapeloi, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I come and I ask the Navi, what's going to be with me? My question is not if you can tell me what I'm going to be, what's going to be in 10 years, I can do things now to change that. So just like if you go to a great economist, he tells you in 10 years from now, this is going to be, I immediately move things to pieces in a way where I'll be covered or I'll take advantage of it. When I go to a Navi and I ask him what's going to be in 10 years, what I'm asking him is, what ought I to strive for? Is if my destiny is X or Y or Z, that's the way in which I need to align my koiches. I need to direct my activities towards accomplishing that. So the word sefia, which means in terms of hope and in terms of destiny. So just like when a person has a lookout tower to conquer the enemy, that's the first type of it. I take a look, I can see many, many miles down the road because I'm in a lookout tower. So there I'm figuring out how to conquer it. But sometimes a person has come from a long journey and he catches from afar a glimpse. He sees it from far away and he glimpses it. It gives him now koach inspiration. He knows what he's headed towards. He knows where he's going to. That is the mahalach of tzefiyah. So tzefiyah includes a long-range view that is anticipation and hope as well. That's what the word sefi includes in it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, you're coming, now that you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be in Ummah, there is an essential distinction between Umos HaOlam, their Mahalach, and the Ummah of Klal Yisrael. Umos HaOlam are Dorish Al HaMesim. Dorish Al HaMesim is, like I said, why is it that Mesim seem to be the Zivche Mesim, Dorish Al HaMesim, and so on? A person has in himself two halakim. Like it says in Koheles, Umi Yodea, HaRuach HaAdam Yoyla Lamaila, HaRuach HaBehema Yoyles Lamato. The Ruach of a man rises, and the Ruach of a Behema sinks. In other words, the Behema's life force is there in order to help the Behema exist. A Behema moves and plans in its limited way, and all everything it exhibits is there in order to keep its goof alive. And that's why when it's dead, the Ruach sinks to the ground, In other words, the ruach is the inner part of the guf. So when the guf collapses, the ruach with it collapses. An adam, the ruach is what pulls the person upwards. And the mele with misa, it goes up because that's its metzias. Like a helium in a balloon. If you release it, the helium goes up. But as long as it's in the balloon, it's pulling the balloon upwards. So the ruach of a behemah stays down. The ruach of adam goes up. When an adam is a mace, that means the person that has adam in its lower half, in the half that is shayach to hayeres lamata. When a person goes to a cave and he's derish al amesim, so the person shtalzach tzu to the chelik adam, which is like a behemah. It's a ruach. The Sfasemis says there are two hashpos of nevuah. Nevuah, I guess, in a loose sense of yediyah, asidus or something. There's milamala and there's lamata. And that's what he says. That's the Lashon Chazal here. You shouldn't be derish from lamata, you should be derish from lamala. In other words, when I come and I ask for the future, am I asking about myself? In other words, what can the future do to help me? Or what can I do to anticipate to get to the future I'm supposed to get to? There's a drisha, I can be dorish asidus, there's a ruach of asidus that comes from within and from without. Lamashal, if a person looks at old age, and old age has a certain debilitating effect on a person's guf. So one person says, how do I keep away from it? What do I do that it not affect me? And one person says, what's the purpose of zikna if it wears the guf down? It must be a zichuch haguf, and this is the tkuf of zichuch haguf. Both of them have the facts right. The question is, what's the front, what's the back? Which is the direction that it's heading? It's the marshal also of the Chazal over here, of a behema, of a reish v'zanav. A behema, it's as if there's three parts, and each one has its own independent motion. You have the gufa behema, that's feet, that's one section, that's the vast majority of the section, which moves. The head can move somewhat independently of the body, and the zanav can move somewhat independently of the body. Meaning, the a person can look at a behemah and can say the zanav might be the front part, the roish might be the front part. Either one could be the front part. If the roish is what sees ahead, it's where the enayim are, and the zanav is where it is. The zanav is a metzias where it is, and b'meila. Nevuah can come, Nevuah or Tzefiyah L'Asidus, better said, can come from Mahalchi Roish and can come from Mahalchi Zonav. Both are Ifanim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria Soilam, so in the Bria itself, Reishis is Hoya. This is the other of the world, the Sheirish of the world. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Giluyim of Asidus was when by Yetzias Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Eker She'eker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, the first variation of Shem Havaya was the Shem of Eker. I will be. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, how do I explain the process of Geula to Klal Yisrael? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because you have a destiny. In other words, it's not the suffering now alone. It's not the problems. It's not this. It is to a tachlis. Eker she'eker. That was the first Gilu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. The Rambam explains by Richus about Moshe's, the difference in Moshe and other Nevi'im was, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was the first time, the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and his predecessor Nevi'im, and the others and so on, every Navi saw what's right. And he had a better picture of the world, and B'meila did what he was supposed to do, like the others HaKadoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first one to be Mitzaveh. The Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzaveh, so that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this will be. There's a Rambam that when he speaks about how do we know min HaTorah that there's going to be Mashiach, this is part of Halacha Kilo, the Rambam. The Rambam brings, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Oz Yavdol Moshe, it says Vishilashcha and so on, you should make six or a miklot. We never were able to finish the other three. B'meila is going to have to come Mashiach and do it. So the kasha is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah, we didn't do it. I mean, how do we know that it will happen? We were nichshol, we didn't do it. So it's very clear from the Rambam that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah something, that will happen. It can happen throughout Lechira, it can happen Ritzanein HaTov, it can be Vim Loi Biyat Chazokem Lechalechem. But Tzivuyim v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the destiny of the world. That will be. And B'meila, if there was a Tzivuf, it will be. Har Sinai, the Gili of Torah and the Bria, is not only just what we have to do. The Gili of Torah and the Bria is, this is what the Bria will look like B'tikunoi. It was a Gili of what the world looks like when it is b'shleimus. The tachlis of the world is this. Like it says, Yom HaShishi, if you're not going to be Kabbal Torah, you're going to be buried. The world has no future except for Torah. Torah is the tzura of the world, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind as the tachlis of the world. And B'meila, and that's what he says, Navi Kamayini, a Navi is somebody who can, he's being mamshich the gilui of Torah. You stopped with Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Megala part of it. You stopped him, and B'meila Nevuah is a hemshich of gilui of Torah. So he's telling us the difference between Nevi'im and Me'onim and Kaisim are, Me'onim and Kaisim tell you Hakiris, what will be so that you can change it. A Navi tells you what ought to be so that you can be it. That's why his mantra says that it's because in Yom HaChayrev, when you were in Chayrev, you didn't get everything. You wanted the rest of the Gilui to be through a Navi, so the Giluyim will be through a Navi. And that's why if a Navi hears a complete message from another Navi, and he says it over, word for word, letter by letter. Then a Navi came and he said, everybody should go and make war now, this is Ummah. And the other Navi comes along and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalotim, and he said, everybody should make war on this and this Ummah. And he repeats it, word for word, letter by letter, he's Chayiv Misa. Why? It's Divrei Emes. I mean, why is he a Navi Sheker? Why is it Chayiv Misa? The Teretz is, Nevuah is not information. Nevuah is Dvar Hashem. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to speak through somebody, then it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking through somebody. If somebody takes the information, gives it over, obviously as a Dvar Hashem, then it's not Dvar Hashem. What counts as Asidus is Dvar Hashem. This is what will be. This is what's going to be. And B'meila, it's a corruption of Nevuah at its core. To say over Adab, if the information is Sheker or whatever it is, in a certain way, it's easier. But if a person takes Dvar Hashem and it's not Dvar Hashem, that's a very big pagam in it, and it's counter to what the parasha tells me Nevuah is. I want to apply it in two ifanim to us. First of all, as a person grows up, in the years of a person growing up, as long as a person hasn't fully matured yet, the concept of asidus doesn't exist. We live with the hoiva. The nature of a child is that they live with the hoiva. That's what they are. There is no responsibility for the future doesn't exist, and it's not at all. It's not part of his mentality. When a person crosses a certain threshold of age and maturity, a person starts thinking of asid. We understand, we're taught that hoiva belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am I allowed to do this? Am I not allowed to do this? Is this mutter? Is this asa? Is this good? L'chatchila good? And so on. That much we have chinuch. But in the shaila of asidus, and let's, in other words, a person has a certain tfisa. This is what I am. So I plan my future to reinforce and help me attain what I am. That's not the right istaklus on a future. That's Chakir. And again, in Darcha Olam, certain things, it's mutter. The person is Mechalkel Maisov. He figures out what he needs to do to earn his livelihood and so on and so forth. I mean, obviously, in that case, like it's Darcha Olam that you can do. But if a person has that sweeping sense, a person has to understand when he's asking himself where my future is, he's asking himself, what's the tachlis for my being in this world? What's the destiny that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has for me? Unfortunately, we don't know. We don't have a Navi. There's a Gra somewhere in the beginning of Dvarim that says that people go to the Navi to ask what they ought to be doing. On a personal level, we don't have that. And it's very murky and it's very cloudy and it's difficult. There's no easy answers whatsoever. The chilek is, but does the person at least have that perspective? Does the person ask himself, where is my life supposed to be headed towards? And again, we can't, it's very hard to plan these things and so on, but at least if we're conscious of it, at least if we're aware of it, then we have an understanding then when we have to make decisions, sometimes the right things will snap in its place. A person asks himself, should I do this, should I do that, or other thing. If a person has in the back of his mind a sense of, but can I really, do I really feel this is a tachlis for me? Not where I am, but where I ought to be. Where will I head towards? It's a big, it's a factor, it becomes a real factor in Shigla Das. And people have to understand it, that acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoya V'Yeh is not only just some sort of metaphysical, theological statement that we can't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be defined by time, and we can answer this question, that question. Theology never killed anybody, never helped anybody. It's meaningless. We don't know what time is, we know above time, it's words. But ourselves, when we ask ourselves, what is my tachlis? I mean, the person think of he wants to attain this type of home, that type of home, that type of retirement, the other type of retirement. Is that in the back of his mind, the vayaras amakom mirachok, or does he have some sort of vision of ruchnius, being mashpia, helping, learning, knowing? There are many, many, many different ifanim where a person can see this is a tachlis. This is for this I was created. But the difference between choker and asidus, being mitzapel asidus, is the difference between somebody that has emunah shleim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoya hoiva and yeah, to the person that can only live HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hoiva. One is called a tamim, a shalim, and one is called a ma'onin a kaisim. You planned. What does it mean you planned? You planned how you mortgaged your future to help the present. Right now, I like these type of things. This is what I want. How do I mishabed my future to give me these things? Why didn't you align your present with some future? This will allow me to do more ruchnis. This will put me in an environment where I'll grow. This will give me a chance to reach out to me mashpia. Why wasn't that the kind of point in the future that was directing my action in the present. And that's, so in a very big sense, in a big scope, sweep of things, this is a very important Zvayninus. In the second area, we're coming now to Yom Leroy, and especially Rosh Hashanah Nikah Davening is saturated with Lasid Lovis, V'chein Tein Pachtecha, and all the Goyim, so on and so forth. And we ask ourselves, it's very nice, I mean, I know that I'm a very big tzaddik, and I do everything right, and the only thing I have left to do is to worry about all the Goyim around me. But we don't really think that way. I mean, we plan to think that we should be focused on ourselves, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing the fact that the Goyim don't recognize him, and we're mispalel on his behalf. No, it's not siyashiv alev terribly. We don't really think that. The real pshat is that Rosh Hashanah is the gilui of Avar, the sheirish of the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the gilui of Hoiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavir, the whole Bria, bedin, and the oivin lefanav. Echad echad, every single person's hoive is must be confirmed by Kaddish Baruch Hu. But more important is that we're being koivea that bayomahu yeshem echad shmayechad, that the bria is also has a future today. Today the bria has a future that it's marching to, and teshtelzach tzu rightfully to the yom hadin. Teshtelzach tzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that Rosh Hashanah obligates us, it requires shteling tzu in a muna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shayur Shabriya. There's nothing in the world that came into being without his specific and direct mimer. It's the sense that we are and we exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Chayim. But maybe even most important, that the Bria today has a tachlis that it should be striving for. The entire Bria is going there. And the question is just, bedas uberotzen, or bal karchach and beonis. But the Bria is marching towards a certain point. And b'meila, this is the person's own destiny. A world that is put together and focused on being Makia Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eved Hashem, is my world. It's not the Goyim. It's not the Goyim as much as my Metzias. It's getting the right perspective of what the world is, and b'meila, the entire scope of Malchus Venus and Shefes is focused on Lasid Lavoi. All of those inyanim are there. It's our avodah Rosh Hashanah, so certainly in the Yom Emuna belongs to Hoya, and that's the state of Emuna. Person has to plant in himself. A person has to plant himself the full scope of Hoiva, which means his Ma'isim have to be Tov, and he has Chayim and Tov only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to him. That whole sweep of that's all included in the Hoiva, even if it was the mitzvah of Ezra over the past year, but the word is right now, I exist by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grace, and we need to, and it's because he's giving me chiyus this minute, that's why I exist. But what gives meaning to the person's entire life is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yia, and the sweep of Akara of that Rosh Hashanah allows us to have is that the Bria is headed towards Tikkun Olam, that the Bria, if that's the truth, then that's our real Metzias. Just like if I could show a person that in 10 years from now you're going to be X or Y or Z, and you'll really, that's really you, and it's not the pshat you'll be kicking and screaming, but you'll have found yourself in that Metzias, then a person starts now aligning himself towards those goals. In the entire world of a person's Ruchnias, That hakara is the most significant in shaping the person and putting aligning all of his mice towards a certain tachlis and helping make the right decisions. And Bez Hashem, that's what we should be zeicha on Yom Adin, to to be able to, besides the changes, the more palpable changes of the hoiva, to do the right things and so on and so forth, to get that nekuda, it's so sometimes it even operates almost on a subconscious level, that there's a tachlis in the bria, and a person is has a place in that tachlis, and whatever he does, he needs to align with that tachlis.